Welcome. This is Liz Wendling, and you are listening to this week's podcast on the fear of hearing the word no and rejection. As a business consultant, sales expert, and emotional intelligence coach, I truly believe that everyone who has a business is also the sales and marketing person for that business. You have to be out there marketing your services and selling yourself and your expertise. That is how you stay in business. So I show professionals how to create those business development strategies that always result in new clients and new business in a consistent fashion. I show them where to start and how to put it all together in a customized plan that fits their personality, their business, and their style. I don't believe in quick fixes or patching big problems. I believe in fixing what's broken and creating long-term strategies that lead to lasting results. So let's hop into why people can't stand the word no and why they have so much rejection. And as much as I would love to soften the blow on this one, I can't. You are going to get rejection. And people are going to say no. You are going to be rejected. And the word no is going to come out of potential clients' mouth. So I know, how could such a tiny two-letter word have such a huge impact on people? It has been said that the word no is the most destructive force in the world. And it keeps people from reaching quotas, achieving sales goals, building their business, and pursuing the life of their dreams. So what if you can change that? What if the word no didn't stop you dead in your tracks and actually became a powerful business tool? What if starting today, every time you heard the word no, you looked at it in a different way and it actually made you stronger, more powerful, and more resilient? It is possible to stop letting the word no derail you. Ask yourself this. How many clients in your sales pipeline say things like this? Let me think about it. Call me in a couple of weeks to check in. Let me think it over. Do you really, really, really think these potential clients are serious? Do you think they're really going to be thinking about it and really will talk to you in a couple of weeks? Or are you just kidding yourself? Now, there are many reasons why potential clients may be reluctant to tell you no. So here are just a few of them. Sometimes they feel like they have to lie to you and say, call me in a few weeks because they're not strong enough to tell you no. So many clients are nice people who don't like to disappoint others. They think telling you no will upset you. So they avoid disappointing or upsetting you by stringing you along and lying to you. And eventually, they ease themselves out of the situation by not returning any of your phone calls or emails. Clients may be unable to come up with the money required to pay for your product and service. And yet they know you've invested a lot of time, energy, and resources in an effort to help them fix their business situation or problems or dilemmas. So they feel bad and they think you might get mad at them if they tell you the truth. So they further string you along, lie to you, and maybe continue with the phrase, let me think about it. So you have to be confident enough to let them know that no is okay to say. So clients are afraid of telling you no because that may cause a confrontation, or it might encourage you, because it's been done in the past to them, encourage you to hard sell them and lean on the gas because it's a last-ditch effort to salvage the sale. So what happens then? They string you along, they lie to you, and they avoid getting in that uncomfortable situation with you. So if a client can't buy or won't buy, a great professional wants to know as quickly as possible. So stop investing your time on clients and customers who can't or won't buy, and instead use that time to find people who are truly qualified clients and customers, and you will be significantly rewarded in the process. It always amazes me when people say that professionals lie or salespeople lie, but it seems to be okay for other people to lie to salespeople. It doesn't make any sense here. They say that salespeople are big liars, but I see prospects lying to salespeople all day, every day. So salespeople and professionals must continue to go after that no and actually give clients permission to say no and stop wasting time with clients and customers who would rather string you along instead of giving you a respectful no. If you get someone to know you, like you, trust you, believe you, and respect you, then you have to give them permission to say no to you. Hearing no is actually good for you. Here's why. It's because rejection allows you to get really adept at uncovering what needs to be tweaked in your sales process. And it also allows you to get super clear on who really sees your services as valuable and willing to pay for your services. So if you're charging the wrong price, focusing on the wrong benefits, mishandling responses to objections, or selling to the wrong people, that no could actually save you from wasting time in your effort or fishing in the wrong pond. It's about getting clear on, first of all, why they're resisting you, why they're afraid to be honest with you. You've got to get clear on why that is happening. And a lot of times when somebody calls me with this issue in their business, with a couple of questions, I could usually uncover exactly where that is happening in their business. They're doing and saying something that is causing people to back away from them and not be able to tell them the truth. This issue is way too big to ignore. So if this is something you find yourself bumping up against quite a bit, it's time to get some help around this. So where you are is where you are. That's a given. I always say that to people. It's where you are. Where you're going is completely up to you. If you find yourself spending far too much time spinning your wheels, getting stuck in a business rut, and getting frustrated with your results, you have a choice. You get to stay there, or you can take action to get out. Making a change from where you are to where you want to go requires that you change your mindset and take action in the direction you want to go. You have to be all in. Think about this. What would just one extra sale a week or month do for your business? How would that make a significant impact on your revenue and at the end of the year? And I'm quite certain it would be pretty big. If this resonates with you, then take action in some form. Get a book, take a class, hire a coach, but it comes down to go big or go home. If you have the confidence, clarity, and direction you need to reach new levels of success, if you don't have that, do something about it. Taking action is the first step. Pick up the phone, email me, call me. That would be a great first step. And I always say, if I can't help you, I have the resources and someone who can. I wish you all the best. Until next time.